Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for December the 10th, 2015. Could I have a roll call, please?
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Spranger?
Yep.
Gallagher?
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is the responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinance as they apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and visit the site in question and usually comes prepared to make a decision at the meeting. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the November 12th meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Would you call the roll?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. The board to hold a public hearing on the following items. Case 15-081 at 5735 Bayberry Lane, A2 District, a request for a variance to allow a 6-foot-high fence in a required front yard submitted by John and Missy White. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located close to the intersection of Coachman Road and Crow Creek Road. It is the site that's highlighted in yellow in the graphic currently being displayed. Later on in the presentation, I'll be referring to a couple of other properties, that being 5092 45th Avenue and 4510 Millwood Lane. Those are in that location there. The applicant would like to place a 6-foot-high fence surrounding the rear yard within 6 feet of the property line that is adjacent to Crow Creek Road. Because this is a through lot, the code does allow the placement of a fence in that area. However, the setback is supposed to be a minimum of 10 feet. They are asking to reduce that to 6 feet. There are other fences in the area, those two addresses I showed you in the earlier graphic. These are the two fences I'm referring to at 5092 45th Avenue and 4510 Millwood. Both of them are 6-foot-high fences, and both of them are at a maximum 6 feet back from the property line, perhaps even a little bit closer than that. The lot in question, what you're viewing is the lot from Bayberry Lane. The rear yard is in this area here, and then a bermed landscaped area progresses upward as you travel towards Crow Creek Road. And Crow Creek Road is right at this level on the other side of the split rail fence that currently exists. This is the same view from Crow Creek Road, and it is my understanding that the request is to replace that existing fence with the 6-foot-high fence at the same location, or perhaps just slightly farther back away from Crow Creek Road. If you approve this request, staff does not feel that there's any need for any more landscaping associated with this request. This is perhaps the most significantly landscaped area in any of the yards in this neighborhood. I believe they're meeting the intent of the code to have landscaping on each side of the fence. I believe that summarizes the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you go to the podium, please, and speak? State your name and address, please.
John White. The address is 5375 Bayberry Lane, Bentnor File. Not sure. This is my first time in front of it. we're just requesting. We've had requesting for several reasons. One would be, as noted in the report that John did on traffic itself, and the other is to we have a dog, and we were going to put in-ground fencing, and decided upon to see if we could get a fence, a regular 6-foot wood fence put in. So,
is this fence going to be in the same place as your current split rail fence, John?
It's going to be slightly more towards the house. It's probably going to be about 6'8" to 7' from property line is where we're going to put it.
Okay. Okay. Any questions from the board?
Yeah.
What these just
just so I know, these, John, this is for, this, John. The examples that you cited further to the west.
Yes.
Those are backyards, front, I mean, it's essentially the same situation.
It is, through lot backyards that are adjacent to Crow Creek Road.
And how far were those? About 5 feet?
Yes, 5 feet is the best estimation I made on them.
Okay. I don't have any questions.
Would you have anything else to say, sir?
No, sir.
Is there a motion?
I will make a motion that we approve case 15-081 as submitted.
Second.
And a motion and a second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Reiner?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. Case 15-081 at 5735 Bayberry Lane has been approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.